Let us pray. God, we are singing, we are living, we are praying, because you are our light. God, as your scriptures are open to us and your word is proclaimed in word and song, be our light yet again. Reveal to us your message for us this day. God, make it plain that we might go out into the world to do your will. God, you alone are our rock and our strength. In your name we pray. Amen. Our second scripture reading this morning comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 13, verses 31 through 35. As I already set it up for the children, this is at the event of the Last Supper. Jesus has just washed the disciples' feet, and Judas has just left the room on his way to betray and turn Jesus over. Listen to the word of God. It's on page 108 of the New Testament in your pew Bibles if you'd like to follow along. When he, Judas, had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I have said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. And by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the word of God. Thanks be to God. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Not, by this, everyone you will know that you are my disciples if you go to church every Sunday. Not, by this, everyone you will know that you are my disciples if you wear a cross around your neck. Not, by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you vote a certain way. Not, by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have a perfect faith. Not, by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you are baptized. Not even, by this will everyone know that you are my disciples if you are confirmed. Rather, by this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you have love for one another. It is the simplest and most impossible thing. They will know that you believe, that you behave, and that you belong as a disciple and follower of Christ if you have love for one another. Jesus is gathered with his disciples on this, his last night. He is short on time, and he knows it. Our scripture passage happens between Judas's betrayal and Peter's denial, and by this time tomorrow, Jesus will no longer be with them. They sit in the shadow of fear. Their nightmare is coming like a gray cloud rolling in. Tomorrow, the dark valley of death will be their home. And there they will live for several days. Jesus knows the fear that will overcome them tomorrow. Jesus knows that the ground beneath their feet is about to shake. Jesus knows that the things they thought were certain are about to be taken away from them. Jesus knows that in what would seem like both the blink of an eye and the longest weekend ever, they would be left unsure, huddled together in the same upper room, holding on for dear life, too afraid to live, let alone to love. And in this most tender time, with intimacy and delicacy and urgency and finality, Jesus says to them, "Little children, I give you a new commandment, love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another." It is the simplest and most impossible thing. And for us too, there will be a time when the ground beneath you shakes. The things that you hold certain will be taken away. And you will find yourself huddling and hiding in fear. I pray that you, our confirmands, do not know this harder truth of life yet. I pray that life has spared you from such seasons thus far, but also it is your confirmation day, and you are busy coming of age in your lives. And part of growing up means learning that life is not all blessings and rainbows. The God we believe in doesn't promise a life of blessings and rainbows. Our God only promises that when life is instead curses and rain clouds, God will be present. God will be with us even still, never forsaking us or leaving our side. And some of us, we are in that season right now. We know all too well the weight, the pain, the hurt that will soon settle upon Jesus' disciples. The diagnosis that seems impossible, the hurt that seems unforgivable, the loss that seems too unfair, even the system of oppression that seems simply too giant to bring down. In these times in our lives when we find ourselves alongside the disciples, afraid, anxious, and unsure of how to live, let alone to love, that's when our faith really matters. That's when we get a chance to show the world who we follow. And in these times, Jesus makes it plain. Love one another. Just as I have loved you, so you also ought to love one another. For it is by your love for one another that the world shall know you are my disciple. It is the simplest and most impossible thing. In confirmation, and we have talked about how faith might be considered a matter of believing, behaving, and belonging. I love alliteration. Believing, behaving, and belonging. That's what faith is about, and it is also most certainly what Jesus' new commandment contains. Love one another just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. And here is what that means for our believing, behaving, and belonging. Believe. Believe, friends, that God loves you. That God created you. Believe that God loves you. Believe that God created not only you, but the whole world over out of love. That the image of God is most lovingly reflected in you. Believe that the possibility of creation, transformation, and new life exist because God is love and God works in the world to turn all things to God's good purposes. Believe, too, that God loved the world enough to become flesh, like us, in the person of Jesus Christ, who lived and taught and fed and healed and suffered among us, as both fully God and fully human. Believe that in his life and death, Jesus gave us the shape and the direction of love. Because of Jesus and because of his love for us, we can imagine what love looks like and requires in our own lives. Believe that if that weren't enough, God then sent the Holy Spirit to move among us, to rest within you and around you, to stir up within you the sense of right and wrong, that peace that surpasses all understanding, that deep well of strength beyond your power. That promise that you are not alone. Little children, love one another just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. It is the simplest and most difficult thing. And so, this is how we behave. Because of God's love, we choose our actions and our words and our way in the world with love. We put God first in our lives. We center our lives on God and not on ourselves. And with God at the center, we follow God right out into the world to love and serve others. This is how we behave. When the world pushes someone out, we bring them back in. When the world labels someone as unlovable, we declare them loved by God. When the world is unsafe, We fight like crazy to create a safe space. Because of God's love, we seek out the least of these. We feed the hungry, we give drink to the thirsty, we welcome the strangers, we clothe the naked, we care for the sick, and we visit the prisoners. And we do it even. We do it especially in the face of fear. Those disciples were afraid when Jesus gave them this commandment, and so with them in the face of fear, we live loving. In the face of fear, we live with empathy. In the face of fear, we live serving. And in the face of fear, we live connected. Little children, love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. It is the simplest and most difficult thing. And this is what it means for our belonging. We belong to God. Out of love, God has marked us as children of God, and as a child of God, we belong to God. Our lives are God's. Our living and our dying and every day in between is held and gifted by God. Before we belong to our families, before we belong to our churches, our country, or even to ourselves, we belong to God. And that puts us in good company. It means we belong with the people of God. We belong with those who, like us, have been baptized and marked and sealed in God's love. We belong with those who, like us, try and fail and try again. We belong with those who, like us, believe and yet still pray, God, help me in my unbelief. We belong with those who, like us, confirm God's steadfast love in their lives and their steadfast love for God. We belong with those who pray alongside us, who learn alongside us, who doubt alongside us, who confess, celebrate, and cry alongside us. We belong in a circle of belonging that will forever expand across even space and time, across all boundaries, to include even those we might be tempted to exclude. We belong to the body of Christ, one, united as God's people. We belong to the Savior who calls to us, little children. Little children, love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also ought to love one another. Believe in love, behave with love, and belong to love. It is the simplest and most difficult thing. Thanks be to God, Creator, Christ, and Holy Spirit. Amen.